You're listening to Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena on Intergalactic FM. Heart to Heart. Heart to Heart. Good evening and welcome to Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena.
Do you struggle with feeling good about yourself? Do you spend time and energy regretting the past and worrying about the future? Do you believe you can never really be happy and successful? You can feel better and live a happier, more satisfied life no matter what your circumstances. When you become aware of your current attitude and understand how your thoughts fuel it, you have the opportunity to consciously choose new thoughts that can transform your feelings and your life. Welcome to Heart to Heart on Intergalactic FM. I'm Dr. Lena, and I'm here to help you stop reacting to life's circumstances and learn to transform your world. So our first question of the night comes from Mr. Maximal in the Netherlands. Hi, Lena. I'm jobless. I really need to find a new job because I like money. But the Dutch state welfare is quite high and the weather has been great the past few months. Should I go to more trouble to find something new or just postpone that until after summer? Regards, Mr. Maximal. Greetings, Mr. Maximal, and thanks for writing in. So I think we both know that the sensible thing to do here would be to buckle down and get a job. But I also know it can be hard to resist the lure of the beach and hot summer nights. So if you can survive for a few months, why not try and ride out the summer? Do everything you can to cut back on your expenses. Cable TV? Don't need it. Showers? Not too often. Every little bit helps and can extend your summer. Try and spend as much time working on your tan as you can. Come autumn, you can strap on a tie and get back to work. But beware of the cruel summer that Bananarama warned us about. You don't want to be left behind in the cold while all of your friends are gallivanting around Holland if you can't afford to join them. So be smart and plan wisely. Hope that helps, Mr. Maximal, and here's a little song that might inspire you. Summertime Hot Nights Fever by Electric Theater. Our next question is from the Heartline.
Hi, Dr. Lena. I have a real problem. I'm really into cycling, but I'm also really into skinny jeans. I've noticed as I cycle more, my legs are getting bigger, and it's becoming hard to get into my skinny jeans. What should I do? Should I suffer for fashion, or just give up the cycling? Please let me know.
First of all, it's not worth worrying about the size of your calves. If you want to look good in skinny jeans, you just have to own them. If you walk around thinking you're hot stuff, everyone else will too. If you're really worried, you should try a pair of straight leg jeans. Straight leg jeans are similar to skinny jeans, but since they're cut straight, they don't hug the leg from the knee down, which can be more flattering for athletic figures, but still giving the appearance of a skinny jean. You could also try wearing something on top that takes attention away from your calves. Ostentatious jewelry or butterfly appliques might do the trick. Do what you need to do, but I'd suggest not giving up cycling. You can now leave a message on the Heartline to be answered on the next show. From inside the U.S., call 646-789-LENA. That's 646-789-5462. From outside the U.S., dial 001-646-789-5462. And remember, the key to happiness is having dreams. The key to success is making dreams come true.
We can make it. We can't fake it if it's real. Heart to heart, we can make it. Just by saying what we feel. We can learn to share our trouble. We can love each other double. Heart to heart, we can make it if we try.
Hi, Dr. Lena. I have a problem. There's this guy that I started dating about 3 weeks ago. We were friends first, and then it turned into something more, and it's been really great. He's cute, and he's really nice, and he's an international man of mystery. And to tell the truth, I don't think that I've dated such a nice guy, maybe ever. He's a keeper. But there's one problem, only one thing. He has bad breath. And he has bad breath like all the time. It's not like a once in a blue moon kind of thing. It's pretty consistent, and I don't know if he knows about it. I have to bring it up, and I don't know how to do it. Dr. Lena, will you please help break the news? Love, Breathless.
That sounds like a tough situation. He's a great guy, but terrible breath is a problem you really can't live with. Halitosis can be caused by a lot of things. Not brushing your teeth often enough, smoking, not having enough saliva in your mouth, or more serious medical issues like diabetes that should be looked at. A lot of people would take a more passive-aggressive approach and constantly offer him mints or gum or saying, "What's that smell?" whenever he opens his mouth. But that's not the approach I'd recommend. You need to tell your boyfriend in a non-judgmental, caring way that his breath stinks. Don't make a big deal about it. Just mention that it's something you've noticed and you might want to go to the doctor just to make sure it isn't because of a medical problem that he might not know about. As with all criticism, sandwiching it between a lot of positives can really make it easier for your boyfriend to accept without becoming defensive. Reassure him by telling him some of the things you've said here about how much you care about him and how into him you are. And if you think he'll be too embarrassed if you do it in person, consider sending it in an email. I like to send, "We don't ever have to mention this again if you don't want to, but I just wanted to tell you," emails, and I find that they work pretty well. Or send him an anonymous email and hope for the best. Our next song is just for you. It's "Love Is Just a Breath Away" by Donna Summer.
Counting the hours till you'll be.
our next question of the night is, why do girls want to change something about you after a while? Signed, Anonymous 79. In my experience, this is true in a lot of relationships. The things we are initially attracted to are often the things we find most irritating further down the line. Sometimes we realize that the amazing sense of humor we fell in love with is actually just a long series of fart jokes. And although it's hard when someone tries to change you, and from the other side, I can assure you that it's generally a grueling and thankless task, you might want to consider the message these girls are sending you. The reason they probably want to change you is because there's something wrong with you. Anonymous 79, try to find this serenity to accept the things you cannot change, the courage to change the things you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Good luck, Anonymous 79. Next song up is the love theme from Flexiball with the indomitable Fred Ventura on vocals.
Yeah. watching. You can do this no more.
Intergalactic FM.
Our next question of the night comes to us from Sheila in Los Angeles, California. She writes, I'm 27 and in love with my Mexican neighbor. He's 46 and doesn't speak English. Is there hope for us yet? Thanks for your letter, Sheila. I think it's interesting how you position this question. You say that the problem is with your crush. He's 46 and doesn't speak English. But maybe the real problem is you. Rather than only seeing the things in this situation that you blame on your crush and that you can't control, why don't you try and focus on getting older and learning Spanish? I'm sure he'll appreciate your efforts to communicate with him in his native language. You could start with a little something I picked up the last time I was in Cancun. Mi pantalones en fuego. This next song is for you, Sheila. It's Spanish Journey by Reylo. Mm-hmm. And our last question of the night comes to us from California Girl. She writes, "So you say it's possible to live in a tallow, but how? Listening to it just doesn't seem to be enough. Does this involve wearing polyester? Please advise and give specific examples and guidelines." California Girl, I admire your desire to bring your life more closely in line with the world of Italian disco. Obviously, listening to nothing but Italo and speaking in broken English helps. This is a technique used by many of my Dutch friends. But living Italo isn't just about the music. It's also a state of mind. An unwavering optimism and naivete tempered by an indefinable melancholy is required. Spend as little time as possible focusing on politics and try and be disarmingly sincere whenever possible. But don't try and force it, California Girl. When willpower and imagination come into conflict, the power of imagination wins out. But on a positive note, imagination can be trained more rapidly than willpower. Imagine your way to Italo.
Make a man of you. Imagination.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Heart to Heart. We'll be on again next Tuesday at 2200 Central European Time, or 9 p.m. in the UK. To submit questions, hear past episodes, and learn more about Heart to Heart, please visit us at intergalacticfm.com/hearttoheart. The biggest adventure you can ever take is to live the life of your dreams. Oprah Winfrey. You're listening to Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena.
Intergalactic.
doormat.